All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now.
An Arizona Senate seat could turn blue.
Yeah, interesting article that says basically there are a number of reasons why Jeff Flake's Senate seat that has been red since the 80s might turn blue this particular election. And the one that stood out to me, we've always been talking about the independent votes and how right now Republican, independent, Democrat, registered voters, a third, a third, a third. But a research firm says that most of the independents this time around see themselves as sort of Democrats, sort of Republicans, leaning more toward Democrats. The first time that's really happened, I guess, in this polling history or whatever, that more independents are leaning or saying I'm more Democrat than Republican.
So if that's the case, you've got a third of Republicans, a third of Arizona. A third are Republican, a third are independent, a third are Democrat. We know where the Democrats are going. We know where the Republicans are going.
Right.
If the independents sway towards Kyrsten Sinema,
there you go.
She wins the election.
Right.
Coming up today at 5:15, Kyrsten Sinema, live in studio. Much anticipated interview. We know you've all been waiting for it. We've been waiting for it. We're looking forward to it. Today at 5:15, all the tough questions. We'll see how she answers the tough questions, but Sinema will be here as she tries to turn an Arizona Senate seat blue. It's going to be very, very interesting.
And we'll ask her the question that nobody else has the guts to ask her. That's at 5:15.
Four.
Pimps, porn stars, and Joe Arpaio.
Yeah, more information keeps coming out about this weird campaign event. A man named Dennis Hoff, he owned a number of brothels. He was running for the Nevada State Senate.
Won his primary.
And won the primary, right.
Who's voting out there in Nevada? What kind of idiots are voting for this guy?
So the former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, porn star Ron Jeremy, and a Fox News personality spoke at this political rally.
Why would you want to be surrounded by these people?
I don't know. And from what we're understanding now, that Joe Arpaio has spoken out and said, you know, he was a big supporter of Trump. I liked his agenda. He asked me to speak, which I did. Then he passed away. I can't believe it. That's called karma, Joe. That's called karma right there.
He wasn't at the brothel, though.
No.
Arpaio was. Are you sure?
No.
All right, I'm just checking. It's bad enough that Arpaio's hanging out with a man who sells women's bodies.
Right.
Ron Jeremy, who does a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yikes.
I mean, you can't get in worse company, Joe Arpaio. You have gotten so pathetic, it's crazy. It's crazy. You just got to start saying no.
The only
two people you've talked to in the last couple months is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
And a pimp and a porn star.
Right.
Ew.
Ew. Three.
The number three ew. Story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Say it with me, Ashley.
Download.
Ew. Ew. Is it gross? Ew.
It is gross. Okay. Phoenix Fire wants an arson dog.
I want one, too.
Yeah.
What's an arson dog? I want one.
The city of Phoenix is voting on whether or not they should allow a grant for the Phoenix Fire Department. These are dogs that are trained to work canine units or like special needs. Not emotional support dogs. Okay.
No.
These dogs do real stuff. And sometimes the dogs, you know, they kind of wash out, right? But they still have skills. So now, instead of arsonists and arson investigations being done just by, people.
You telling me a dog can smell arson?
No.
That's what I think this is about.
Well,
a dog's nose knows how to smell arson.
No.
Arson, there's a certain smell.
No. Arson is not. Arson is the case. But they can smell out gasoline and accelerant, whether it was an electrical fire. They can't. They don't walk into a room and go, arson. I smell arson here. But it's the same thing like a drug dog that they will signal when they smell something.
Arson smells a bit bitter to a dog.
On.
No?
No.
Is that not right?
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, if a dog can help an investigation and it can sniff out arson, I'm all for it.
Their job is to go in to determine how much of an accident the blaze really was.
And they
to
smell
help.
Arson, like I said.
Two.
New political strategy hits your phone.
Yeah, we're getting text messages now for political parties and campaigns.
Oh, I hate this.
Well, they're really stupid to do this because you know my rule for many years. If you call me, I'm not voting for you. I'll change my mind. Like, I don't know if if let's say that the next presidential election is like, who knows?
Joe Biden.
Trump versus Biden.
Right.
If Biden's people call me, oh, I'm voting for Trump.
Okay, what if they text
Trump's
you, though?
If Trump's people text me, I'm voting for Biden.
Okay.
I will switch my vote if you call me or text me.
Here's the weird part.
Yeah.
I've gotten one of these texts, and I don't know whether this is what they intended.
Yep.
It wasn't my name. It was like, hey, Tom, did you know that this person is running for, you know, Senate seat, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, who is Tom?
I got one of these texts, too. And I replied.
What'd you say?
Middle finger emoji, Mac.
Okay, what did they text back?
Nothing.
Oh.
But if they were to text back once again, poo emoji.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Boy, you're taking it to another level there,
yes,
aren't
I
you?
Yes, I am.
Right, okay.
Yes, I am. Don't call me.
Right.
Don't text me. I got my number on the do not call list. If you're a political campaign or a party and you call me, what is one of those horn things? What if you get called? You know, you can hit the air horn.
Why don't you say your election smells like arson?
I will do that.
Yeah.
One.
The burn comes to Phoenix.
Yes, Bernie Sanders is going to campaign for maybe the single worst gubernatorial candidate that I've seen, David Garcia. Good luck, Mr. Garcia.
That's a big mistake.
With Bernie Sanders.
That's a big mistake.
This guy doesn't know how to campaign. We knew he didn't know how to campaign when he lost to Diane Douglas a couple years ago. How embarrassing is that? And he's going to lose by 20 to Ducey. If he thinks bringing in the burn is going to help him, this guy doesn't get it, dude.
What you have to do is you have to go to the middle. And David Garcia has not made a good case of why any independent voter should vote for him so far.
Right.
Bernie Sanders coming to town. Oh, sure, you'll get people to show up. They're young, progressive, you know, very liberal.
Not registered to vote, probably.
Socialist.
They don't wear shoes. They have patchouli.
Wait, you know, do socialists not wear shoes?
Well, they can't afford them. So
they can't afford them?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So Bernie Sanders coming to town. Hey, it sounds like a great idea, but it will actually push people to vote the other way because a lot of people, especially in Arizona, don't agree with Bernie Sanders being a socialist. Why are you bringing somebody so far left? You should be bringing somebody more moderate to Phoenix, but you're not doing that.
David Garcia should have had a nice long conversation with Kyrsten Sinema about how to get independents to vote for
him. There you go.
Garcia's campaign is a disaster. It's embarrassing.
I want to talk to Bernie, though. He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, we had Bernie Sanders on.
During the last election, 2016. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guy's funny.
I like talking to him.
Sure. I don't agree with his socialist stance.
Right.
Or let's tax everybody, but I like talking to him.
He's the most genuine politician I think we've ever talked to.
He liked my interpretation of his voice.
Yeah, he did. That's
he did.
Right. He did.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
He did.
Okay.
All right, the All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.